today's best country and the legends, 106.7 The Canyon.
It's intelligence for your life.
Up next on the John Tesh radio program, as we continue, ladies, something for you. There are a few truths the man in your life wishes you knew. We're going to have them for you in just a moment. But first, did you know?
Did you know that the Academy Award Oscar statuette depicts a knight holding a crusader's sword, standing on a reel of film with five spokes? These spokes signify the original branches of the Academy: actors, writers, directors, producers, and technicians.
For every kid...
And the Snake River Grill in Hagerman.
Here we go on the John Tesh program with a little segment we like to call For Ladies Only. So ladies, here we go with a few truths the man in your life wishes you knew. First of all, he loves playing the protector, your guy does, but he wants to be babied when he's sick. He works hard without complaining, but he wants a gold medal for taking out the trash. This is the typical man, according to Dr. Scott Holtzman, who wrote the book The Secrets of Happily Married Men. For example, men have a strong need to be cared for. Let's look at this. This is the reason you hear so many women say their husbands are such babies when they're sick, or their husband is like their third child. And in Dr. Holtzman's work as a psychiatrist and a marriage counselor, he's found that men want to be cared for most in a domestic way. They don't care if their wife brings home a big paycheck to take care of them financially, but they do want clean socks. Why? Blame it on their moms. Men grow up being taken care of by women, and they grow to expect the same caring from the woman who loves them as an adult. The next truth about men: they feel the need to protect their family. Throughout the history of humankind, males have been the protector. Today, men still feel that primal pull, even though a grizzly isn't going to attack the family. So men need to find another outlet to save their family. And usually they can't do it at home because their wife can take care of the family perfectly well in her own. That's why a lot of men work late, because work is where they feel powerful and in control. The fix, ladies? Acknowledge what your husband does to protect the family, from changing a light bulb to helping the kids with homework. Men need to feel like heroes, as silly as that may seem, and I agree with this. One last truth about us men: we have trouble expressing love and regret. Women have no problem saying, "I love you," or "I'm sorry." Men do. It makes them feel weak and vulnerable. There's also a biological reason. The male brain doesn't link emotion to language as well as the female brain. That's why a man would rather express both those sentiments with action. The next time your guy fills up your gas tank or cooks you a meal that he bought at the supermarket, he's saying, "I love you," in his own way.
It's intelligence for your life.
Today's best country and the legends, 106.7 The Canyon.
The legends of country music live here.
Finally.
The Canyon.
About 2 years ago.
The Canyon.
I think I love you.
Piece of random intelligence I found fascinating. If you want to live longer, then just try winning a prestigious prize. Yeah, according to the Reuters News Service, winning the Nobel Prize or an Academy Award is more than just a feather in your cap. Winners of both awards actually live longer. Researchers figured out the lifespan of every person nominated for a Nobel Prize between 1901 and 1950. Winners lived an average of 2 years longer than their fellow nominees, no matter how many times a person had been nominated. It also didn't matter whether the winner got all the prize money or had to split it with one or two other winners. The only thing that mattered was actually winning. Why? Well, getting a Nobel Prize boosts the recipient's self-esteem and social status and shows that their scientific peers care about their work, which is a terrific health booster. Get it? But winning an Oscar, well, that's even better, apparently. A study at the University of Toronto found that Academy Award winners live 4 years longer than other actors. The effect is about the same for men and women, dramas and comedies, and leading and supporting roles. But multiple winners live an average of 6 years longer. If you want proof, look at this. Katharine Hepburn, who won a record 4 Oscars, lived to the ripe old age of 96, and it actually makes sense. Once you've got that statuette on your mantle, nobody can ever say that your peers don't approve of your work. So the normal stresses and strains of everyday life don't drag you down, and you're less likely to be bothered by future harsh reviews.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show. All right.
Music and intelligence for your life.
The new 106.7, The Canyon. That's Montgomery Gentry, and you're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on the new 106.7, The Canyon.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
Much more intelligence for life just ahead on the John Tesh Radio program. But first, class, repeat after me, R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Did you know that according to research, the most misspelled word in online search engines is restaurant? Here's a hint. There's a U in it.
781885.
Congratulations to our latest winners in the Intelligence for Life book giveaway at Tesh.com. Laurel Tapp, Tanya Tomberlin, Terry Works, Gailey Merritt, Mary Nirenberm, and Jim Bublitz. Thank you guys for emailing us through Tesh.com. All the details on how you can win online.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show,
the new 106.7, The Canyon.
Today's best country.
If it was country.
And the legends.
Then it was
106.7, The Canyon.
The new 106.7, The Canyon.
It's intelligence for your life.
It's the John Tesh Radio Show. I want to thank all you guys who showed up for our concerts in Kentucky and Florida. We had a blast. If you want to join us, go to Tesh.com, click on the concert calendar.
3-5.
Canyon Country Weather.
It is brought to you by
Today's Best Country and the Legends. The new 106.7, The Canyon.
She said I need some.